So there's only 5 minutes?
Is there anything that you really need to stress other than what we've already talked about?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the safety part of it.
Walking down the road?
Walking down the road. But the other thing is, where are these people going to go? You know they're going to be there. And I disagree with the way that the economy was this past year. I tried to rent several places down here. You couldn't find any place to rent. So to say it's only going to happen 4 times out of a year, I think is being unrealistic. Like I said, we tried to rent places down here. Places are booking up, and places getting very well known. So there is some issues there. I want to appreciate your time. And we are right next door. We've already had people try to park on our place while this construction is going on and had to run them off and say, hey, this is private parking over on our side. We're going to be finding a lot more of that, guys. Whether it's our place, Kanakuk, or one of the resorts down there, and then we're going to have to track these people down and find out whether they get towed or what happens then. And again, it's going to be a public, going to be a nightmare. These people are not going to know where to find their vehicles down there. They're going to have a bad experience, and it's going to come back on us. It's going to come back on us as a community. I wish you would look out for the whole instead of just looking at them. I think it's important. Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak in opposition? If you could, please state your name.
Sure. My name is Harold Nestor, and I also live at 1573 Lakeshore Drive in Redbud. This has been an ongoing thing, and as Jerry mentioned in some of his comments, if it were just for the parking, I mean, they're scaling back their parking by 45%, I think is what the math says there, from 130 spots to what they're playing now. But this goes all the way back to when they first started there. They destroyed some of our property at the creek there. Our properties are divided by a creek and drainage area. They came onto our property with a big backhoe and pulled out 2 trees. And the only thing I can imagine that they would do that for is to improve the view from the lodges that they're building adjacent to us. They were doing some digging, and my fiance told them that they should be careful because there's a water main, the water main that runs from our common well right through that area. They waved and said, we know all about it. 2 days later, they busted the main. There's a construction ramp that they built on the site of the construction that goes from Lakeshore Drive onto the property there. They built that. They said in a previous meeting that was always there. It wasn't there. They built that. There have been issues with our well that they have reneged on. Previous meeting, one of the commissioners made it a specific comment that he would approve their request at that time if they agreed to bear any expense of the upgrade in the well. And at that point, they said they would. The next meeting we had, they backed off that. We're not only going to do 50%. Redbud does 50%, we do 50%. And to go back to the design of the entire complex, when Mr. Hover, who we bought our condo from in Briarwood, we lived in Briarwood before we moved to Redbud, he had no design on the 4 lodge houses that were there. Those were never in his plan. Only the 3 high-rise buildings, one of which was built, and the 2 are going to be built on each side of that. There was no plan for those 4 lodge homes because that was all in floodplain. It was deep in floodplain. I don't know how many feet they had to raise all that property over there just to accommodate those 5 lodges. So it wasn't this idea of this development didn't go back to all the way to 2006 and 2007. The parking issue, as you know, that we've, beat back and forth, and we appreciate your concern about that. The road that we live on Lakeshore Drive. There's a company right at 76 in Lakeshore, just west of, east of there on 76, that makes a pretty good living on cars that roll over the shoulder on that road, and they're always blowing out tires. There is no shoulder. It's pavement, and then it goes down on each side. So there's no way to walk on the road. You have to actually walk in the ditch. And to say that, you know, that they're only doing 2.7 spaces, or 0.7, I mean, I think you all have put a lot more thought into this. The county's put a lot more thought into it. You hear about all the parking issues. They don't. I find it really odd that they have all this experience, but they didn't identify that they were building something that they didn't have parking for. Today, they did forms for one of the last lodge home over there. They're obviously confident that they were going to get a variance here. And I guess we'll see about that. I appreciate your time. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
If you'd like, I have a Google map of the property over there that plainly shows, as does Mr. Sterrett's photographs, that the construction ramp that they built there did not exist when they first came there.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak in opposition?
Yeah, I would like to. I live at
Redmond Shores.
If you could, please.
My name is Jean Ziga.
Jean Ziga.
And I live at Redbud Shores. And I'm very concerned about the parking. And I've been noticing all the other ones that they have done, Lifestyles up at Chateau Mountain. It's very beautiful. I called Branson Reynolds and asked which ones were five-bedroom cottages. And they showed me. I've been driving by daily. And all of their parking spaces are full during the summer. It's not maybe behind, you know, but the ones that are directly in front, they have four spaces in front of each five-bedroom. They're all full every single day. And so I don't know why he's saying that just as maybe two or three weekends out of the year. I don't believe that. I think summer happens every year. And I really think it will be an issue for us. And I really feel if they wanted to solve this, they have some other options. If you look across the lake, they've built parking garages over up at the condos there. They could do that. It'd be expensive, but they could do that. They could also offer to put up gates, make all of our communities gated, if he really thinks they aren't going to be in our parking lot all the time taking our parking. And finally, I can't walk on Lakeshore. It is too dangerous. Once you come down the hill from Kennicott, they aren't just little ditches. They're big ditches. I go and walk every day, drive somewhere, State Park or the Landing. And I really appreciate that you guys are somebody that can listen to us and keep us and the people who are buying in mind. Because I don't want to be at war with the people next to us. I want it to be a peaceful, enjoyable, beautiful place. We've owned ours for 12 years now, and we've retired here. And I just ask you to consider us, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Actually, was there anybody else that was going to that hasn't spoken that would want to speak in opposition? All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to allow
the public comment here an additional 10 seconds of time since he waived his initial five-minute period he didn't finish. Anybody support that?
Yeah,
I'm good for that.
Okay.
Very quickly, I forgot to even indicate about handicap parking. There's no provision as far as handicap parking in each additional places.
Thank you. Okay, well, I believe that we are going to go ahead and close this for board discussion.
Did you give the applicant time to address
that's right. Mr. Finkelmeyer, did you have any additional comments that you would like to make?
Probably nothing that would have too much bearing, just to, I guess, more set the record straight a little bit. I've been in the previous hearings. I've never represented in any way, shape, or form that slope didn't exist. Yes, we built it there, and it's going to be removed. So I've never represented that. That's one. Two, the issue the gentleman brought up about Lifestyle and MRG Group, those are both our companies. We made a transfer from one company to the other. There's no mystery to it or anything crazy. That's it.
Can I ask one more question? The 0.7 spaces per bedroom that you guys have identified as your optimum number, was that arrived at using a consultant that looks at parking? Was it just
yes.
a gut feel?
No.
And how did you arrive at that number? I guess is the
with
question.
Her.
Does it cover those peak days 100% of the time, or is that 95% of the time that applies and then you have an issue the other?
So we came up with that with our civil engineer. We asked him to do the load count on it. And so he was the one that came up with the number. I will tell you, I don't know his methodology in that number, but we did not come up with it just out of a hat. We asked him to design it. And I think, as the lady said earlier, one thing that she didn't highlight, but she did tell the truth about, is that the parking that she witnessed, the parking stalls that were directly in front of the units were full, but there was it's double-sided parking, or it's double-loaded parking. There were spots available in the double-loaded parking. I drive out there every day myself, too. Every day I've been out there this whole summer, there are available parking spaces every time I've been out there because we have, and that's using that 0.7 load factor. I personally, even though I'm out there every day, I have never seen, not one time, every single space within the development taken yet. Not yet.
Are there any other questions? Thank you. What was the total number of units that we're talking about?
Two,
the total number of rental units?
99,
that's right.
Bedroom. 99 bedrooms.
99 bedrooms.
Yeah, 99 bedrooms.
Okay. Yeah, but that was the way it was calculated. Mm.
Five additional single-family homes in 2 8-plex buildings.
Okay.
To what's already there.
Okay.
Because there's 1 8-plex and 2 single-family homes and a pool house currently on the parcel. Well, within the complex.
So, Mr. Chairman, unlike the last case, I would think in this one, this particular parcel does meet the requirements of our code, which is that it's exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography. They don't have the physical ability to get the number of spaces that we have, and therefore I think it's one that we could consider a variance on. The question is, what's the right number? I know that we have a code and a number that's there, but I think that is for a house in a residential neighborhood. I don't know if that applies to a conglomerate or a bunch of houses together. I don't know what the right number is for that. I would think that they've had a civil engineer look at it and are proposing something. The question is that the right amount? Is that a number that we're comfortable with? Obviously, there's another standard out there, an example that they've given that is, I mean, I drive past 165 too, and I don't see cars out on the highway there. So that seems like their number is working somewhere else.
If I may, you're making the assumption as though those projects were already built. He's got two more hive-rises that are unbuilt. He doesn't have to build those at all. parking's not an issue unless he builds the full complex.